Are you looking for a long-term relationship or a one-night stand? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Jamie Cloud, an evolutionary psychologist at Western Oregon University, discusses the factors that influence our mating psychology.
When evaluating a person's attractiveness, do we put more weight on their face or their body? Well, that depends. Together with my colleagues Karen Perilou and David Buss, we showed heterosexual participants a picture of an opposite sex individual whose face was hidden behind a face box and whose body was hidden behind a body box. We told participants to consider the person underneath the boxes as either a marriage partner or a one-night stand, and then we threw in a twist. Participants could only remove one box, the face box or the body box, to decide whether they would pursue the specified type of relationship with the occluded individual. So now you tell me, which box did women choose to remove when considering a man as a marriage partner? Got your answer? Now, which box did women choose to remove when considering a man as a one-night stand? Well, our results showed that the majority of women chose to remove the face box for both types of romantic relationships. Now on to the guys. Which box did men choose to remove when considering a woman as a marriage partner? If you said the face box, you're correct. And finally, the easiest of all, which box did men choose to remove when considering a woman as a one-night stand? The body box, of course. This shift in men's interest toward women's bodies in casual relationship contexts is consistent with the premise that cues of a woman's immediate fertility, which are of particular interest to short-term mating men, may be more easily perceived from her bodily traits like breast size. So there's your sneak peek into one of the unconscious mechanisms that make up our mating psychology.
That was Jamie Cloud of Western Oregon University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
You've got your ball, you've got your chain tied to me, tied.